Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
How about we just rip that Band-Aid off, Dave, and start with the bad news?
Well, look, who hasn't been here before? A disgruntled man stormed a South Carolina Taco Bell.
I know.
Because he was furious.
They didn't give him enough hot sauce?
Actually, fairly close.
You gave me three packets of hot sauce for seven tacos, you monsters.
He wanted to make his own Mexican pizza after claiming that the workers didn't put enough meat on the one that he ordered.
Okay.
So police in Spartanburg are still searching for the unidentified man following the incident. Last Wednesday, he potentially faces charges of theft of property and trespassing after employees frantically called 911 when he stormed into the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not like he beat anyone up or anything.
No.
They just said Sparta kicked the little half door open.
That's what I'm thinking.
Workers said the man who had come through the drive-thru and ordered one of Taco Bell's Mexican pizzas at about 3:45 p.m., but soon after, the man stormed into the store complaining that the workers hadn't put enough meat on his pizza. The employee said that him and another Mexican pizza that he had eaten, they made him another one, but he still wasn't satisfied with that. And so he demanded a refund, but the employees told police that they couldn't give him his money back because there was no manager to approve it. That's when they say that he stormed behind the counter and told them that he would make his own damn food the right way. Despite staff telling him to leave, the man continued to make his own pizza while directing foul language at the Taco Bell staff. Police noted he did not use gloves
while making the food.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, actually,
fired.
There's been a lot of research about like glove use not actually being that much more sanitary because you wash your hands way less.
Yeah.
Than if you were actually not wearing gloves.
I mean, I'm mad at him, but it's not like he hurt anyone. He just went back there and was showing them how to do it the right way.
Also,
I think that if the corporate Taco Bell office were to hear of this, it would be kind of like Office Space where it's like, this guy's manager material. Like, we don't have a manager at this store.
He's got a real go-to, go-getter attitude.
They're going to hire him.
I'd like to offer you a job, sir.
It makes me curious, though. I don't know if I've ever had a Mexican pizza from Taco Bell, or at least I have in the last 20 years. Yeah. Kind of, I'm intrigued. Like, how much meat is actually supposed to be on there?
And what was the meat? Because the Taco Bell...
It's the taco meat. It's the beef.
Ground beef, right?
It's the ground beef,
I don't think that's real beef. I mean, I worked at Taco Bell for one day, as I've told you guys before. And it comes in a large plastic bag, and I'm pretty sure it's not real beef.
No, it's not 100% beef. I think there's like a lot of corn starch or something added in.
It's 1.3% beef. It is delicious.
I would look it up right now. I would pull it up, but our internet doesn't work.
Here we go.
Thanks, engineering.
Here we go.
Appreciate that. I need an internet to do something on the show.
I was wondering.
Like figuring out what the percentage of oats to meat is at Taco Bell. Don't need the internet. Nobody here needs the internet
today. All right. Okay. Mahoney's going to be angry all morning. Just heads up.
I can't find out important things. This is going to be a mystery that's going to be left unsolved.
Ian's on the phone with them right now trying to figure out what's happening. All right, so here's some good news today to make us happy. And this is actually a pretty cool name for a job. This guy was knocked overboard in rough seas off New Zealand. He is a German yachtsman.
How is this a good story if he was knocked overboard in the middle of the ocean?
Well, he drowned and died. I figured that'd make you happy. Yeah. Make you appreciate not having internet.
That's kind of what it feels like.
Listen to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Now, the real good story is that he was able to turn his jeans into a life jacket that saved his life.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So,
yeah. Would you knot the ends of them and wrap them around your head? Yeah,
kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. He was sailing with his brother. I guess yachtsmen, their job is to deliver yachts. And so they were delivering a yacht off of New Zealand, rough waters, ended up going overboard, and he ended up saving his own life with his jeans. And thank
his
God he took them off.
Left him?
Yeah, his brother
just
like, I'm a yachtsman.
Yacht.
I must deliver this yacht. That's what I do. I'm a yachtsman.
I'm a yachtsman now. No longer plural. Sorry, brother.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. There's a couple things I've just realized.
One, if Mahoney's playing a game, if he didn't come up with a game or know all the answers immediately, the game is stupid. Even if he knows the answers, the game is stupid. Dave, if he has two pennies to rub together, he will spend those pennies on either booze or Keno. If you have a heartfelt story about losing a family member or a beloved pet, Sylvia's going to laugh at it. And if you have $5, Ian's pretty much down to do anything. Love you guys.
Message deleted.
I don't want to speak for you guys, but for me, accurate.
It's pretty accurate.
The death has to be pretty ridiculous.
The reason I play Keno is because they give me free booze.
And to be fair, the reason I think the Super Stupid Spelling Bee and the questions in Are You Smarter are dumb is because Sylvia does them.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Phantom vibrations are the worst. Like, I'll just be sitting on my couch and I swear to God, I feel my phone vibrate in my pocket. But when I dig it out, nothing. Like, am I just crazy addicted to my iPhone, or do you think there's an actual chance that my phone could actually be haunted?
Hold
on. Message deleted.
Go back to the beginning of that.
Please leave a message.
And let's listen real quick here.
Phantom vibrations are the worst.
Keep going.
I'll just be sitting on my couch.
Doesn't it feel like he wanted to say, like, something about his butt? I felt like there was a pause. I felt that there was like a distinct pause right there, and then he caught himself.
Yeah,
and
he'd be like, "Oh, I'll be sitting on my couch." And
I feel like we caught him in something right there.
Also, what kind of monster sits on the couch with their pocket with the phone in the pocket? When you sit down on the couch, it comes out and goes in a little armrest or the table.
You take it out.
Yeah, you don't leave it in your pocket.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you first sit down, maybe, but
you take it out eventually.
No, it's always out.
Always out.
Always out. Yeah. Always out. That's why I like. That's why I like hoodies. Because you have you could even pull
the quick draw.
You can put them in the front pocket when you sit down.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because otherwise, it's just kind of like digging into your thigh. And
But do you guys get that phantom vibration?
Occasionally. Yeah.
From time to time.
I do too.
I like it.
Nothing to do with my butt, though.
Makes me feel alive.
Nothing to do with my butt.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, friends. Can you explain to me in detail your ideal bowl of macaroni and cheese? We all have had like a wide spectrum of different kinds and fashions. I would just like to know your favorite.
Message deleted.
It's got to be kicking the tires on too runny. It can't be too runny. It just has to be borderline, like right up to it where it's as creamy as possible with milk and butter in there.
I like to, I use about half the milk that they recommend and about doubled butter.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I like to go.
But like super creamy, but just not runny. It can't be runny.
No, I'm about the same way.
Runny is, we were a straight out monster. I don't like, it has to be piping hot too.
Piping hot and the cheese on top of the mac and cheese, sometimes with like some bacon sprinkles in there.
I was going to say, do you want bacon or?
Yeah, like you can add all kinds of stuff to mac and cheese and it's good.
And we were talking about Kraft mac and
cheese. Broccoli?
No, get out of here.
Leave.
You're fired. You're fired.
What is the matter?
How are you going to talk about broccoli? Hot dogs, okay.
Okay. Lobster, sure.
A little bit
broccoli.
A little bit of truffle oil.
I'm just wondering.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
And we are strictly talking about original Kraft, right?
Yeah.
Because
I know that Velveeta, fancy, man. It is worth mentioning that I didn't have his microphone on, but I could hear him through the wall. Ian was also screaming for Sylvia to get.
Don't put broccoli and macaroni and cheese.
Get out of here!
It stops stories.
Here's what's making news.
The most aggressive drivers in the entire nation. Do you think Las Vegas fared well in this?
I don't think we have bad drivers here. I think there's a difference between bad drivers and aggressive drivers. And I actually prefer
aggressive drivers.
So do I.
I prefer aggressive drivers over the driving slow in the fast lane drivers.
When we lived in Houston, driving to work in the morning was a pain in the ass. I mean, we would be going to work around 4:45 in the morning if we wanted to get there by 6 a.m.
Yeah.
You had to leave by 4:45, otherwise you're going to be late. But there would be big-ass pickup trucks in the fast lane that are going under the speed limit.
There was people that we talked to that had never heard the concept of slower traffic keep right.
Yeah.
Had never even heard it. And they were like 38, 40 years old.
Yeah.
How? Like, that's like a normal thing. Yes. For slower traffic to keep right.
That's like one of the first
passing lane is on the left.
That they teach you in driving school or your driving test.
The 10 most aggressive cities for drivers, not a big surprise here, Los Angeles.
Not shocking.
Philadelphia, because everyone's mad in Philadelphia all the time. Number three, Sacramento, California.
Really? I feel like California drivers and West Coast drivers in general have places to be.
Atlanta. Atlanta's really bad traffic. Back to California here, San Francisco, San Diego, also on the list. Orlando, Florida.
You got to get to Disney, man. You got to get to Disney.
Detroit.
Okay.
Got to get out of 8 Mile. Yeah. Number nine, Austin, Texas, which is a bit of a surprise to me.
It's more of a tech city.
Yeah, and then number 10, Las Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good place for us. We're not the most aggressive. This is out of the top 30 biggest cities in America, so we're coming in the top 30%.
New York came in at number 23, which kind of surprises me because everyone's very
angry would be a different than aggressive.
Angry and aggressive.
Angry, aggressive, not the same thing.
Because I would think that New York would be like in the top 10.
The only time that I have ridden in a car in New York for any extended period of time where I had to go outside of the city, I was going to like Connecticut or where one of those surrounding areas where all the corporations are based.
Delaware?
Yeah, Delaware, same thing. Like they just get all the tax breaks in Delaware, so they put the corporate offices there. I distinctly remember being in a car and going to the airport and going, hey, like I'm kind of in a hurry here. You know, I have this flight to catch. And the guy just being like, oh, okay. And just hopping onto the sidewalk and starts driving down the sidewalk. I'm like,
what?
This is awesome.
Was he in an SUV?
It was like a town car.
Okay.
And just down the sidewalk. I'm like, Well, you just earned yourself a tip, my friend.
And you're the driver.
Yes,
I can't
say
anything.
Sure a fairly large ticket if you get caught. So a whole bunch of celebrities are caught up in this huge college bribery scandal.
Yeah.
And the story that we heard, you know, breaking about Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, like those are the two celebrities.
Big names.
Who are the biggest names who have really gotten into big trouble so far. Like they went to Felicity Huffman's house with their guns drawn, which
do you think that's
guys,
a little much?
Come on. Like relax.
It's a college exam.
Like so they cheated on a test. Like their kid cheated on a test. Like relax.
We're not even exactly sure which one they did because there were several scenarios that were laid out. I was talking to my fiance last night about this and she's in education and she's like, you know, she thinks the whole thing's bad. Whereas the only thing I think's bad about this are the people who hired other people to take the test for them. That's garbage. In my opinion, is garbage.
So
but if you're paying money,
I saw somebody opining about it on social media this morning, and they were saying, you got to think that, you know, these kids that obviously didn't deserve to be in these schools, they just paid somebody off, you know, whether it was a coach to pretend that they were a student athlete, because obviously the bar for student athletes to get admitted is lower than for the regular students because it's not about the academics as much. It's about being a student athlete. And so they're bribing all of these coaches and there's this huge network for every kid that got in. There was another deserving kid who wanted to go to the school who didn't. And that does stink.
Does it?
I mean, if it was your little precious snowflake that didn't get in.
If you're on the bubble, whatever, man. Like, here's how the world works.
Also, this is now you're out. Like, you're like, I would have gotten into Harvard except for the cheating celebrities.
The parents, I understand where they're coming from. You want to do everything you can to get your kid ahead. I don't. The one thing, I bribe all the people you want, pay off all the officials that you want, because that's all it is anyway. It's no different than the nepotism or I donated a building to get your kid in. But the cheating, that's where, like, having somebody else take the test for you, that's where I draw the line.
But if
you just want to throw money at a problem, that's the American way.
Yeah, you throw money at the problem until it's solved.
I don't like
my kid's stupid. Here's some money.
I don't like
not
problems
stupid anymore
that I can't throw money at.
It is pretty self-serving for the parents, though, because if the kids don't belong in the school, they're probably not going to thrive there. And it's just the parents paying off these schools so they can
because
they want to say my kid's going to Yale.
Stanford.
Yeah, my kid's in Stanford. You can actually, you know what we should do is we should just come up with knockoff schools.
Yeah.
Harvard. Stanford.
Yaley.
Well, you've got Stanford,
Yale,
which I didn't think was a real school for a long time.
Which one?
An M instead of an N.
Stanford?
Yeah. I was like, that's not a real school. Oh, wait, it is.
So I felt bad for the kids that were caught up in all of this. And then I realized that Lori Loughlin's daughter is a YouTube star. And all of a sudden, I stopped feeling bad for her.
I don't feel bad for her. I feel bad for Lori Loughlin because she's trying, you know, like I said, you're a parent. You want your kids to get the best they can.
Yeah.
And then this comes out.
So I'll be going to college and I'll still be working on YouTube. With work, it's going to be hard. Like my first week of school, I'm leaving to go to Fiji for work. And then I'll be in New York bunch this year for work and traveling to a different country because I'm creating something with this country and that's for work. So I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I'm going to go in and talk to my deans and everyone and hope that I can try and balance it all. But I do want the experience of like game days, partying. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
Cool.
So all that money your mom spent.
All that money your mom.
Now she's in the big house.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And also, why are you going to college anyway right now? This is what I just don't get. So obviously she's Lori Loughlin's daughter who's, I mean, Aunt Becky, in my opinion.
Married to Mossimo. Like, you sold that for $1 billion.
Both great-looking people, too.
Great-looking people, yes.
So she's very, very attractive. Like, her work she's talking about, obviously modeling.
But if you're a YouTube star and you're actually making a good living off that, like, why go to college?
At that point, just stick on YouTube.
College is a waste of money for a lot of people. I know this whole idea with this country is like you're supposed to go to high school and do well in high school, and then you're supposed to go to college. Like, if you find what you like to do, and it's being a YouTube star and traveling to Fiji, and you can make a whole bunch of money doing that and just be hot, like, do that. You're not going to go to school and be like, you know what I really like more than talking into my phone while I'm traveling to exotic locations? Economics. That's just not going to happen.
Well, I mean, you should probably learn how to learn, though. That's the one thing I think college is good for if you don't know what you're going to do. Learning how to learn, Dave.
Learning how to learn.
Yes,
what a stupid thing to say.
It is.
I'm going to learn how to learn. No, if you haven't done that by the time you got through high school, then you're not going to figure it out in college. Because do you know what gets added in college? Drinking and drugs.
The difference is, and as if that doesn't happen if you're not 21 and...
I abstained until I got to college. Yes, I did. I was a saint.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You and I were lucky that we knew what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of, and there's nothing wrong with somebody who's 20 years old who doesn't know what they want to do to get more education.
No, that's fine. But if you know what you want to do, like us, like, I want to make $22,000 a year playing the Killers on the radio.
Well, there's nowhere else to
look at us.
There you go.
Ta-da.
You make 22.
Oh.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Brian is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Brian? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Good. So what is your favorite movie so we can kind of understand what your tastes are? What?
Joe Dirt's my favorite movie.
Joe Dirt. All right.
Yeah. One more person says The Godfather is a good movie. I'm going to puke.
The Godfather is a classic, but I prefer Godfather 2 personally, myself.
Well, here's how this works. I have got 5 movie quotes for you. You're trying to figure out what they are. I'm going to play each quote for you. Just let the entire quote play out. We'll tell you when to make your guess. If you need to hear it a second time after we play it, no problem. We'll play it for you a second time, but you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after we play it that second time. If you get one right today, it's the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get one incorrect, it's the Disappearing Pony. 3 out of 5 makes you a winner. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready to go.
All right, here we go with quote number 1. Good luck to you.
Now stand aside, worthy adversary.
'Tis but a scratch.
A scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's that then?
I've heard worse.
You liar.
Come on, you pansy.
All right.
Holy Grail.
Holy Grail is right. Yes.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail, an all-time classic and currently on Netflix.
That is a classic right there.
And arguably that is the best scene.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Run away.
There's a lot of good scenes.
The whole movie is perfect in the way that it is. But on Netflix, I just watched it, literally last week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Again, for the 9,000th time.
On the board with one, Brian. Here we go. On to number 2.
There's a lot of things about me you don't know anything about, Daddy. Things you wouldn't understand. Things you couldn't understand. Things you shouldn't understand.
I don't understand.
You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me. I'm a loner, Daddy. A rebel.
All right, what's your guess?
Oh, my God.
The voice should give it away.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Let's play it for him one more time.
You want to hear it one more time?
Let's play it for him one more time.
Here we go.
You know, go for it.
There's a lot of things about me you don't know anything about, Daddy. Things you wouldn't understand. Things you couldn't understand. Things you shouldn't understand.
I don't understand.
You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me. I'm a loner, Daddy. A rebel.
I'm going to hate myself.
5 seconds.
I don't have it.
Oh, man.
That is Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Damn it. And it just wasn't coming to me.
Well, it was for him.
Oh, God.
I love Pee-wee.
Too soon. All right, here we go.
It's still too soon.
Here we go on to number three.
Too soon.
Baby, that was money. Tell me that wasn't money.
That was so demeaning.
She smiled, baby.
I can't believe what an asshole you are.
No, baby, she smiled.
She was smiling what an
asshole. No. She was smiling at how money I was. What I did with her.
Could we get out of here or I...
Jesus. You know?
Part of this movie takes place in Las Vegas. We'll just throw that out there.
Right.
Listen again.
Do it one more time.
Baby, that was money. Tell me that wasn't money.
That was so demeaning.
She smiled, baby.
I can't believe what an asshole you are.
No, baby, she smiled.
She was smiling what an
asshole. No. She was smiling at how money I was. What I did with her.
Could we get out of here or I...
Oh, my God, dude.
5 seconds.
I got nothing.
Made the careers of one major Hollywood star and another Hollywood director. That was Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn and Swingers.
Yep.
Oh, Swingers. Damn it.
All right. You got to get these last two, man.
Yep. Only two left. Good, must get them both. Here we go.
I order you not to go. I order you not to go.
I know now why you cry. But it's something I can never do.
All right. What do you got for us?
Holy crap. Dude, can I hear that one more time?
Yep.
I order you not to go. I order you not to go.
I know now why you cry. But it's something I can never do.
And 5 seconds.
That sucks. I don't have it.
That was one of the finest pieces of cinema we've ever seen. One of the best actors of a generation, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That was Terminator 2.
Yeah.
That was Terminator 2.
When he was going to get lowered into the pot of boiling, whatever.
Metal.
Metal. Sure. Something.
Brian, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Sorry.
Oh, man.
I apologize, guys.
Nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
There you go.
We thank you for playing, man.
Good day, sir.
All right.
That was real bad, man. Yeah. Real bad.
All right. Who do we have as a backup here, Ian?
Here we have Vince.
All right, Vince. We have one more in the movie quote quiz. How did you fare out of those that you just heard?
Oh, my God. He didn't get Pee-wee Herman's Big Adventure.
All right. We have one left. If you get this one, you're going to win today, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Here we go.
Over the line!
Huh?
I'm sorry, Smokey. You were over the line. That's a foul.
Bullshit. Mark at 8, dude.
Excuse me. Mark at 0, next frame.
Bullshit, Walter. Mark at 8, dude.
For the win.
They're playing tennis. They're playing tennis.
Are they?
Or volleyball.
Are they?
I mean, though, I would prefer it if this scene was topless like they were in Top Gun, you know? Yeah. Oiled up Val Kilmer, Anthony Edwards, and a young Tom Cruise, just so supple.
Do you want to hear it one more time? What?
Yeah, one more time.
Over the line!
Huh?
I'm sorry, Smokey. You were over the line. That's a foul.
Bullshit. Mark at 8, dude.
Excuse me.
Oh,
Mark
my God.
At 0, next frame.
Oh, my God.
Bullshit, Walter. Mark at 8, dude.
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, there it is.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. That after mocking Brian.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you pulled it out. Good. Well done, Vince.
I don't know if it was well done. It was done. It was done.
It was done. It was not well done. I agree.
Like I said, you pulled it out.
Yeah.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So billionaire corporator Carl Icahn has upped his stake in Caesars Entertainment. He is seeking fundamental changes to the group that is based right here in Las Vegas. He disclosed this on Monday in security filings that show recent stock purchases now up his stake to 17.75%.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Yep.
What do you mean fundamental changes?
I don't know exactly what that means.
I don't like
Caesar's
the sound of that.
Has replaced three members of the 12-person board with directors chosen by Icon. He said the company has been underperforming rivals, and so he wants to make some changes. But, you know, the whole thing with him is that he comes in and he totally changes the culture of businesses and then tries to sell them off. So,
yeah.
Who knows what that means?
We will see. Hopefully it doesn't mean massive layoffs because, you know, Caesar's one of the biggest employers here in Las Vegas.
A lot of good people work for them.
Yes, they do.
So, feds say that an illegal pot operation was funded by Chinese money. Three men were arrested Thursday as part of an illegal marijuana growing operation in Southern California. And the funding came from China, federal prosecutors say. Authorities seized nearly 200 pounds of processed marijuana and about 3,000 plants during raids on seven large homes in neatly kept San Bernardino County neighborhoods. The alleged coordinator of the scheme was a real estate agent who spent more than $5 million to buy the homes with money wired from the from a province in province in China, authorities said. Three guns and more than $80,000 in cash were also seized from his home. Interesting that a marijuana grow business would still be viable in 2019 in California.
If you think about it, though, I mean, cigarettes, smuggling cigarettes into New York City is always and still continues to be profitable. It's because the taxes that are on there is a very high margin of taxes that are applied to pot sales, as there should be in states like California. So if you grow your own and you're still selling on the black market cheaper than that, there's still money to be made in that. What are you doing, China? Why are you trying to creep in on our weed business, man? Like, have you not already knocked everything else off at some point?
Like when you get your little bag of weed, does it say made in China?
Yeah, I don't want made in China weed.
Stamp there.
In America.
A petition to cancel Las Vegas's Michael Jackson show has gathered thousands of signatures. Not a beautician, but a petition. Shows on the Las Vegas Strip that highlights his music are under fire because of the new HBO documentary detailing the sexual abuse allegations against him. I don't care. One way or another. I've never been a fan of Michael Jackson. I could care less if his
You've never seen the
Vegas show. I love his music. I'm on the other. I don't like him as a person, but I'm on the other opposite end of, as a musician, he's the best pop artist of all time.
Yeah, I've just never liked his music.
Hands down. No. But you either are stupid or you weren't paying attention or you're just a jumping on the bandwagon of like, let's break everything Michael Jackson does down now. But these allegations have been out there for 20 some odd years
now. But they're more
credible. Shouldn't have gone up. What? Because that Michael Jackson show is the newest one in Las Vegas for Cirque.
They're more credible now. I mean,
are they?
Yes, sure.
I don't think so.
Did you watch the
I watched the first. I watched an hour of the first one.
Okay, so I mean,
and I here's the thing: these allegations and have been out.
I know, but like the sit down with Oprah and everything else. I mean, either these guys are incredibly calculated, really great liars, or they're telling the truth. I mean, they sat there for hours, and just watching it, I believed them. I believed the guys.
Yeah, and you can, though, but these are allegations that have been out there. So
just because they've been out there, like the allegations against R. Kelly have been out there for years, too.
Then you're just not paying attention. I don't know.
What does that mean? I mean, like, eventually, people start to kind of wake up to it, and maybe you didn't care before, or maybe you, like, heard the allegations,
but there wasn't enough proof. This is not like this is some new phenomenon.
This is how justice is done in 2019. Somebody puts out a documentary and releases it on Netflix or HBO, and then people start to pay attention.
And then there's the outrage,
and then something happens about it.
So the difference between the R. Kelly and Michael Jackson thing here, I would say, the definitive thing is there are videotape evidence that you could see with your own eyes about R. Kelly, and we have that
stuff. There's firsthand witnesses that say that they were raped by him multiple times.
I agree that Michael Jackson, I don't know what happened. All I know...
You're going to die on the wrong hill, man. Like, don't defend Michael Jackson.
I'm not defending Michael Jackson.
It sounds like
you are. No, I'm not. I'm defending the
kinda
fact
sounds
that
like you are.
These allegations
what
have
does
been
that matter?
Out.
What does that matter?
What does that matter?
That doesn't matter if they've
so
been
dumb.
Out there. It's not dumb. His legacy should be tarnished.
And it's been tarnished for 20 years. They've always called him Wacko Jacko.
Like, that's been 20 years.
Do you not remember when the trial was going on?
At Mandalay Bay right now celebrating his marvelous music. Like, no, his... I don't think that he should be celebrated. I don't think that his estate should continue to get all of these royalties and these millions of dollars.
Okay.
Because I think he's a dirtbag. I think
this has been going on, and the fact that if you can be swayed by a documentary, You should have said this from the beginning.
Whoever gets swayed by the fact when all of the information is neatly presented to you.
The information has been out for 20 years, man. That's what I'm
People
saying.
People don't dig into it like that.
It was the biggest news story in the world.
The only reason, but there wasn't enough evidence.
There wasn't enough evidence to convict him. The FBI investigated. I think he did it. I personally do. I think he's a dirtbag. 100% on that.
But your case is what?
It should have never gone up in the first place. And it should have stopped 20 years ago. But we as a society have let it go. So
now we just keep letting it go. No, I mean, the only reason that R. Kelly's going through all this right now is because of that Lifetime special.
You also run a really dangerous risk here when you start to, if you can't separate the person from the music, which you start getting into artists, where does it stop? Then there's no art.
What do you mean? Like,
I can appreciate his music without appreciating him as a person. Those are two completely different things. Because we have to dig into the politics and the actions of every single piece of media and music that we consume.
When you start raping children, that would be the line.
Okay.
That's the line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can be a dirtbag and you can do all sorts of stuff that I'm actually okay with.
So,
when children are involved, that's the line.
That's when it gets dicey.
I agree that Michael Jackson is a dirtbag. But then here we go. Look at, like, Benjamin Franklin. He had a panache for young women and young people that he was fooling around with. Thomas Jefferson was known to be a rapist as well. Like, it gets into a very dicey area when people have been dead for 20 years.
I'm not going to watch the Benjamin Franklin show at Mandalay Bay.
Really?
Yes. Yes, really.
You're not feeding $100 bills into slot machines there?
Every time that I do, I turn it over. So
it's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's a slippery slope, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, some people deserve to be crucified. And if Michael Jackson
did
all that
dead.
Stuff.
Dig up his body and throw him up.
Yep.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Misconnection Inspection.
Mahoney, would you say that the Misconnection forums that are out there online are the last hope for people? I mean, if you're looking for love and you don't have the contact information of the person that you're pining for, sometimes you just have to take to a general forum online where people are looking for love.
I don't know if I would call it a last hope, Dave. I would say it's a big megaphone, you know, to go out there and shout from the mountaintops about your interactions with a stranger that you met at a gas station.
Well, our job is to amplify that noise and try to give you the best chance at love that you have.
And make everybody else kind of feel good about what they got going on in their life. Because
this first one is entitled BBW Needs More and More.
Dave, we should clarify what a big BBW means, because not everybody's familiar with this internet lingo.
A big, beautiful woman.
That's right. That's what a BBW is.
I'm just looking for some D without any complications. And she has a very specific number of how significant that must be.
Is she looking for some drinks?
No.
Drugs?
Well, let's say if it was a drink.
Dogs? Oh, no. How many dogs does she want, Dave?
If she wanted a weenie dog, it would
Dachshunds?
Have to be. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, she's looking for some dachshunds.
Yeah, an 8-inch weenie dog specifically. And she said, anything smaller and my body doesn't respond. Sorry. It definitely sucks for me. And then she goes on to talk about the things that you could do to her in very graphic detail.
Okay.
And then she said, email pics of you and your weenie dog. You must have a car because I'm far and I want it regularly as much as possible if you're good. I like it very early in the morning or late at night. Due to me taking meds for my health, I have extreme dry mouth, so I can't do anything for you.
Oh man.
What the hell? What, this is awful.
So I get to do all the work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope I meet someone. I haven't had any in a year, so I'm going crazy.
Well, then how do you need it constantly then? Like, if it's been a year.
Early in the morning, too.
Yeah.
Like, I got to go to work.
Yeah, man.
I'm busy.
Also, let me ride the bus if I'm going to come over there, man. What if I'm trying to be eco-friendly?
Speaking of going to work, how about this one? It's just entitled Lifetime Channel. Where's my Lifetime Channel watching friends? She used to call me when the hubby and kids left for the day. She loved to let her bad side out and live out her fantasies once in a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is this a dude?
It's a dude looking for the lonely housewife whose husband and kids would go to work and school for the day, and then
they would watch Lifetime
and get it on.
That was their adult films.
Different strokes, right?
I guess.
Ian, help me out here. Is this Does this have? Is this like some internet lingo? The tattooed nun thing that I'm missing. Like, is that? Does that mean something? Because it says you were my tattooed nun who loved to pray, young, slim, tattooed nun who loved to pray and worship, and in the end, you never missed nun.
First of all, I love that little bit at the end. No, Dave, I don't think this is lingo. I do think it is somewhat code, though, because traditionally in Catholicism, they get down on their knees to pray. So, yes, I believe Lady did a lot of
praying.
You
don't think she's an actual nun?
No, I don't think she was. No, I really don't think she's a tattooed nun.
Are you allowed to be a nun if you got tattoos?
I don't know.
Let me call the company.
You're Catholic, right, Sylvia?
Yeah. I don't know. Like,
do you have any tattoos?
I don't know.
Huh. Are you a nun?
I wanted to be.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Did you ever, in your youth growing up, know any nuns who had any tattoos?
Yeah. Like, I had, like, a nun teacher, like, a substitute teacher,
yeah.
And she was old, so I don't know if she had any tattoos.
What prevented you, what made you go, I want to do radio rather than nunnery?
Yeah, I instead of being a nun, I want to do the misconnection inspection.
Talking about a tattooed nun.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, dachshunds.
Probably in my teens.
8-inch dachshunds.
8-inch dachshunds.
I don't respond otherwise.
This one's entitled, Let's Get Married. I'm terminally ill. I have a rare genetic disorder. I was given 6 months to live.
What are you laughing for? Ian? This guy's got 6 months
on Craigslist.
He's got 6 months to live.
Seeing if anyone wants to get hitched. I don't know if there's a God and if marriage is eternal, but I'd like to have someone with me if it is.
That's nice.
I mean, that's sad.
That's totally the wrong stance. Like, if you're like, hey, I got some money that I'm going to leave to my wife.
There you go. Well,
I want to be bonded forever in eternity.
That sounds terrible. That's what marriage is. No, marriage can at least end on this earth.
Is there, like, fine print?
Nah,
like,
man.
Maybe, like...
Wait a minute. So, like, if it's actually eternal, like...
When you're dead.
Like, are all
you
your
wait
exes
for your wife.
There? Are all your exes...
No, only like ones you were married to.
No, but, like, my uncle's been married, like, 7 times.
Like, they're all waiting
are all seven be like, hello, Mark. He's like, oh, I should have gone to hell.
Sylvia, I sent him your picture. He said no. Sorry.
Oh, darn. Oh. Yeah, darn.
Yeah, so.
This is interesting. Sexy female employee that helped me deposit my money in the ATM.
God.
You stood by as I deposited my cash and check in the credit union. You noticed the amount of money that was available in my account. And then he put in parentheses, that's just one account. Let's go have fun. I doubt you will see this, but if you do, tell me what location, describe what I look like, and what I was wearing at the time.
So you don't know how to work the ATM machine. You had to get help.
Yep.
She saw that you had $48 in there.
And she was not impressed.
It does not matter how much money you have in your bank account when you go to the bank, because guess what? They always see way more impressive. Like, I had a moment, like, after I sold my house where I had to deposit that money into, which is not real money. You know, that's just house money.
Yeah.
Before you
but
put
it's
it,
a big chunk of money, right?
But, like, a lot of money.
And you're thinking that you're going to be, just stroll right. No one cares.
They don't care. They don't treat you better.
No.
No. It's like, and that's the most money that will ever be in there.
Yeah. This one's entitled Jessica at PetSmart. Every time I come in there, I get that beautiful smile and a hi. I know you're just doing your job, but I think you're hot. Anyway, I like to talk to you some more, Tony. Tony.
Tone.
Come on, I mean, if you bring in your 8-inch dachshund.
The southern boy who fixed my water heater.
No.
I didn't have hot water for 2 days. I called your company, and they sent you over to fix my problem, and you did. I had more issues, but not with my house, if you know what I mean. The first letter of your name is B. What's mine or my address? If you don't see this ad, then I suppose I'll have another plumbing issue for you to fix when I call the plumbing company again next week. And I'll ask for you specifically.
Ew.
Ew.
Is that a guy or a
male for male?
That is definitely male.
Male
for male.
Male
for male.
This guy's out here just trying to earn an honest living fixing water heaters. Yeah. And you're over there like, I'm my plumbing phone, me a stiff.
I need to snake my toilet.
All right. This last one I have to read.
God.
It's entitled Walgreens.
Oh, no.
So I saw you a few evenings ago inside Walgreens. Nice lady with the prosthetic leg and the really nice big ass.
Hell yeah.
Hell I'd love to talk to you. If you reply, say what you were wearing other than the prosthetic leg. I really hope you see this.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, calling in to share a story about being on the receiving end for a misconnection. So rolling back to time about 10 years ago, I was driving to visit my girlfriend, who's now my wife at the time, going to visit her family. I drove out overnight. They were already there. I got to Dana Point about 5:30 in the morning, so bright and early. Everyone was still asleep. At the time, I was driving a very identifiable truck. I was sitting in the parking lot just waiting for everyone to get up. What about my day? Met up with them, had a great day. Later that night, me and my girlfriend went to go grab some ice cream, and there was a little piece of paper under my windshield wiper. It said, go to Craigslist, M for M.
Message deleted.
Oh, you Ooh. Got gay misconnection.
Nice.
Good for you.
So you now have an open marriage with your wife and your husband.
And some dude from a parking lot. Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
you know, that's how all the true love stories start, with a weird note under your windshield wiper.
Under your very identifiable truck's windshield wiper. Yeah. Yes.
Could that ever work in any universe? Like,
just like leaving notes?
Like, if you, anything under your windshield wiper, I don't care what it is. I'm thinking it's creepy no matter what.
Yeah, but there's something about what we've learned from the misconnections, especially the male for male, where guys are very bold and forward with, like, meeting and shopping aisles at the Home Depot or at the grocery store.
Like Grindr, like, you know, you can just get on Grindr and you do your thing. Like, you know, we
but if you're still in denial
are very
about
discerning. If women were as, you know, if they had such low standards like we as men do,
right?
You know, it would be much easier for us. But men, we're wired a certain way.
We're easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, pathetically easy.
Yes.
But no. Yeah. But some guys, I don't think, want to get to the point where they're like, okay, I'm going to download Grindr. Because then it's sort of like you're admitting to yourself. If you're just like, well, it was just a chance encounter in a Home Depot parking lot.
Oh, no.
I just slipped and fell on that blank.
Please leave a message after the
hardwood section.
Good morning, guys. So, Ian, I got a question for you. Who do you think would make the better life partner for you, Dave or Mahoney? Now, there's pros and cons to each of them. I feel like Mahoney would accept you for who you are, but Dave, he would mold you into the guy he wants you to be.
Message deleted.
Not the guy that I want you to be. The guy that I know you can be.
I thought you were going to say the guy I need you to be.
Yeah, I know. That's why either way I'm picking Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, long term, definitely. Mahoney.
You are a horse and son of a bitch.
You are great for like a night.
For a parking lot hookup.
Yeah, no. You know what I mean?
Uh-uh, man. Dave is going to make you his. He's going to ruin your life. Me, I would let you do whatever you wanted. You would live free. You would be a free spirit, but no, you'd be under Dave's thumb the whole time.
No, you just need a little guidance. I'm not going to
That's what you want?
I'm not going to put blinders on you. I'm just going to lead you to the water. I'm not going to force you to drink.
I thought that it would be like, it would switch. Like, Ian would pick Mahoney for like the lifetime partner.
Wow. That's,
why would you think that?
You would be like the one and done? One and done.
I'm cool with that too.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I have a question, guys. When was the last time you hit your head really hard? Like, I can't remember the last time I really gave myself like a good knock. I guess it's like so crazy because like when you're a kid, I feel like you hit your head all the time. You see some stars and it's just back to normal. When you're older, a simple head knock can be like a life-changing incident.
Message deleted.
Yeah, the time where I see the most head knocks, especially on older people, where you can tell how offensive it is on airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
Like if somebody's taking their luggage out and like it grazes somebody's head, it's always, Jesus Christ, what are you doing with that? Killed me. I almost died.
Like, that's how about like when there's turbulence and like the overhead compartment
luggage is what move around.
No, yeah, it's what, no, bins. Seriously, that's what wrecks
no,
people.
Yeah, it wrecks them.
That is. It's statistically,
have you ever seen anyone get wrecked by an overhead bin?
I've seen somebody get hit by a piece of luggage on a plane.
Yeah, it happens all the time, but it's not so severe that it wrecks them. Have you ever seen anyone, and be honest with me, get decapitated on an airplane?
No, I have not.
You have not. See? Case closed.
Please leave that's
not
the
closing the case, man.
All right, every kid has moments of acting out. You know, like some kids scream and throw things or bite or whatever. What did you do as a kid to act out? For some reason, I'm excited to hear Mahoney and Sylvia's answers.
Message deleted.
So we went to Disney World when I was a young man. I don't remember this, but this story has been retold to me by my my grandparents and my parents a couple times. And I'm there with my my grandparents on my dad's side, and there's, you know, the sweetest people in the world. They love me like my I don't think my mom loves me but I don't think anybody ever loved me like my grandma
unconditionally.
I could do whatever. There was never getting her mad ever. But I was, you know, probably 3 or 4 years old, and I wanted to go play in the arcade there.
I see. Yeah.
And they did not let me, or they were holding it up, so I started to yell and cry that these are not my family.
And that was the last we saw, Grandma.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
You know, sometimes it's tough to say goodbye to a relationship if it's somebody that you really care about, and, you know, they break up with you. It's just, it's difficult to come to terms with the fact that they don't want you anymore. Well, that's the case for one Oregon man, it appears. The 32-year-old was threatening to harm his ex-girlfriend when he broke into her home early Monday and was later arrested. His name is Michael L. Fouch. He was taken to the hospital for treatment. Yep.
Fouch.
And then booked into the county jail on suspicion of fourth-degree assault and menacing. The 31-year-old woman called 911 about 1 a.m. when Fouch arrived at her home and was still on the line when he forced his way into her bedroom. Oof. Where she retreated with her child.
Oh, no.
She then took out her gun and shot him in the ding-a-ling.
Fouch!
Is that a combination of ouch and the F word?
Fouch!
I feel like this is like, you know, like
Hodor. You shot me right in the pouch!
You remember like Hodor? Like, you know, this is it, man.
Yeah.
That's why. Fouch!
Ouch.
He just
walks around for the rest of his life mumbling, fouch.
Fouch.
I hate fouch. This had to be done, and this guy was attacking his ex-girlfriend, especially in front of her child. But her shooting him in the junk is the greatest thing ever.
Yep.
Like, God,
nice
give her a medal.
He limped out of the house and was found wounded in the driveway when the paramedics arrived. Arizona authorities are searching for a man who robbed a bank on Monday afternoon wearing a black Star Wars t-shirt and absolutely no mask whatsoever.
Okay.
Oh.
The man robbed a U.S. bank location about 4 p.m. He had a teller. He told a teller that he had a gun and was given an undisclosed amount of cash before fleeing the scene on foot. He is described as a white male, 5'10", weighing about 160 pounds, long, blonde, or red hair. Appeared to have a tattoo on his right arm and is wearing a sweet-ass, slightly faded Star Wars shirt.
I mean, Star Wars land is getting ready to open, Dave. You got to save up.
It was kind of a skullet, I think, if I saw the picture correctly. Like, you know what I'm talking about, where you had the long
male
hair.
The male pattern baldness with the long hair.
With the long hair, yeah.
You don't see many skullets anymore. I feel like it's a lost art.
A lost art form?
It is a lost
art. Good.
So an alleged shoplifter in California took her time enjoying the fruits of her crime. Police in Lothrop, California? I never heard of it. Say that Elisa Johnson placed several items in a shopping cart and a handbasket at a Target store on Saturday afternoon. She also grabbed a six-pack of Stella.
Hell yeah.
And then headed for the dressing room. Mm-hmm. She stayed in the dressing room for more than an hour, drinking the six beers, then left the store without paying for anything. Police say that she had over $200 worth of stolen items in her possession when she was stopped. She was held by the loss prevention officer and was later taken to the county jail where she was charged with shoplifting and three other warrants. Reports say those warrants were for petty theft, battery and resisting, and obstructing or delaying a peace officer.
If you're going to get drunk at a Target, I mean, I get Stella, you're stepping it up from a macro.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're going to get drunk in a Target dressing room, it should be on boxed wine. Doesn't that?
With the pinky up?
Pinky up, definitely. Yeah.
No, you should just like position yourself beneath it and hold the box of wine over your mouth and just pour it directly in. Yeah, because the wine is way more potent than beer. You're going to get drunk much faster.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to spend an hour, only 25 minutes.
That's right. And finally, a Florida man was arrested after he intentionally sprayed his neighbor with a pressure washer during what authorities describe as a domestic dispute. 52-year-old, perfect name for this, Johnny Plaster Jr.
Hell yeah.
Reportedly started up his pressure washer while a neighbor was weed blowing his yard. As the neighbor walked toward Plaster's property, the Virginia-born Johnny Plaster blasted him with the pressure washer. He hit him in the face and the upper body with dirt and water, quote, without his consent. As if most of the time when he walks over there, he's like, get me, Johnny. Plaster me, Johnny.
Plaster me,
Johnny Jr.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I'm dirty, but you make me feel so clean.
That's got to hurt, though.
Yeah. Don't bring, in the base, yeah. I mean,
but the moral of the story is don't bring a leaf blower to a pressure washer fight.
You think when he got blasted, he went, "Fouch!"
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Do you have an irrational fear, something that you really regularly are afraid of that maybe you shouldn't be, right? Brian said spiders and snakes, so basically I'm afraid of Australia.
I don't feel like that's irrational. I feel like those are very rational
have
things.
Have you ever been bitten by a snake or a spider?
I mean,
outside of like thinking that maybe you got bit by a spider in your sleep, do you like remember being bit by a spider that actually affected you, like stung by a scorpion or like a poisonous spider of
like,
any sort?
Walking around in my garage, I'm always afraid that I'm going to like, because sometimes I go out there barefoot to like throw the trash out.
Sure.
And I'm like, I'm going to step on a scorpion. Uh-huh. This is going to ruin my day.
Yeah.
I have not. I've been stung by bees.
Yeah.
I've never been bit by a snake. Been bit by a turtle, and that hurt like hell. Dude, snapping turtles?
No, I know.
No joke. Oh, yeah. You luckily it was
where
like
bit you?
It was like my toe.
Ow.
Yeah.
Melissa said getting my ankle grabbed by it, who's down in the drain, still afraid of it.
Being under your bed, you know, just in general.
When that story was going around years ago now of the killer that would hide out under your car and slash your Achilles tendons.
God. Hated that story.
After, you know, having just a bum ankle this past week.
Yeah.
Like the idea of like anyone slicing a tendon.
Also, I feel like that's how they get run over. You know, that's just really.
You're like, I'm going to murder.
Like if you were thin enough to fit under my car.
Good for you.
Yeah. Seriously. Like I can't fit under a lifted pickup truck.
How about you guys on this one? Heidi said that an overpass will crumble as I drive underneath it.
Yeah.
Or even like the tunnel under the airport.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Anytime you're going into a tunnel,
I'll take it a step further. Every time I go into a parking garage, it's not that I worry that I'm going to get crushed. It's that the top of my car is going to hit. And it clearly will not because it's not nearly tall enough. But I'll duck my head as if that's going to lower my car every time I'm going underneath that little thing that hangs have to drive underneath.
So when you're going under, you're like, whoop.
Before you go in a parking garage.
Speaking of that, like when we go to New York, and you're driving into the city, and then you drive in those tunnels under the water or that go under the river.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not only is it going to crush me, and then it's going to, you know, the water's going to filter in and drown me on top of that. Yeah, hate that. Yeah.
Amanda, escalators are a grisly death just waiting to happen.
Have you watched any of the escalator, like, footage of a guy's shoe getting caught in there?
No.
Or like, what about like your pants?
Like it is, you know, your parents tell you like when you're a kid, like, hey, make sure you pick up your feet. Don't be a dummy. But like, and you think that like, you know, sometimes you just like slide over it, you know, as an adult, you're just like, I'm just going to, you know, I'm being lazy or stupid or whatever. I saw a video on, I think it was on Facebook the other day of somebody's shoes getting, and like, luckily they were like short shoes, so he's able to pull his feet out.
Oh my
God. If you're wearing like high tops or something along those lines,
boots,
it has
or anything.
Boots.
If you're wearing your wet shoes.
I have them on right now. Yeah, I'm not going to go any escalators.
Don't do it.
Nah, man.
And there's the emergency stop button that's on most of the escalators now. That's pretty obvious. But like, what if you're there alone? Or what if
you're
just really rude to everyone around you and everyone's like, no, I'm going to let you get gobbled up.
Bye.
You're
going
to die. Andrew said a car jumping the curb when I'm walking down the street.
Oof. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't feel like that's irrational either.
Brian, very specific here, being eaten alive by a whale while paddleboarding in Hawaii.
Last night.
Oh, my God.
I'm on the internet.
Uh-huh.
And there is a video of a whale biting a guy. The whale was trying to get some, like, fish, whatever, and the guy's like a wildlife photographer, and he's down there, and the whale just doesn't see, and he gets stuck in the whale's mouth. It's not like one of those, like, you know, giant blue sperm whales, but it's like, you know, one of those like weird ones on the Fidelity commercials or the whatever mutual insurance company that is.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of him half in this whale's mouth, but he's like, you know, he's a wildlife photographer. He knows that, like, well, I'm not big enough to be swallowed whole by this whale. So he held his breath, and eventually the whale let him go.
Oh, my God.
Like, literally, that's scary. The only person in modern history who's been, you know, in a whale's mouth unintentionally. Huh. His son's name is Jonas.
little Bible reference for you there.
Pretty close.
Stacy said being sliced and diced while in the shower. You're so vulnerable when you're in the shower.
Yeah, you're just naked. You're wet.
That doesn't ever happen. Like, the only place where that ever happened. Like, there's plenty of like thriller psycho movies where like the killer doing what they're doing is very realistic. But has anyone actually been killed in a shower in our lifetimes? I don't remember any stories about people getting like bludgeoned to death in the shower.
I mean, nothing that's made like super news. You know,
although
yeah.
That would be a pretty convenient place to kill someone because they're already in the shower. It's nice right there in the tub. You know, you just keep the water running.
Yeah,
it's right down the drain.
Don't give people ideas, man. What are you doing?
You're just saying it's convenient.
Like me suggesting that it's a convenient place to kill someone. Someone's like, oh, I've been meaning to do some murder.
You never know.
X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Glad I've got a clear door on my shower. I can see it coming. It gets foggy in
it's
there.
It's all so foggy. What you doing in there, Mahoney?
Steamy.
Oh, kill me in 3 minutes. Hang on.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is your irrational fear? Mahoney, you always say that your irrational fear is losing all of your hair.
Yeah, I feel like that's a real irrational fear.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's that irrational.
Well, I mean, I'm 37 now.
Balding.
And no, I'm not. I've got plenty of hair.
Thinning.
No, I'm not. I have hair that is thin because I am thin. Naturally blonde.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, very natural. That,
but I don't have a normal shaped head. And if I do start to go bald, I am 100% getting the Daniel Tosh, Jeremy Piven, like, give me the best hair transplant. I might even go the rug route.
You're going to get a toupee?
I may even get a toupee if I go bald.
A flowing, beautiful toupee.
I want a big, like, just set of hair, man. Like,
yeah,
just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like John Stamos from Full House hair.
Oh, like 90s. Yeah.
In fact, if you could special order John Stamos from Full House hair.
That's right.
Well, I'll take two of them because we each need one.
I mean, just that feathered mullet.
Teased.
So, I mean, but that is something I've probably been worrying about for the last, I would say, the better part of the last 12 to 15 years.
12 to 15
my,
years?
My dad's bald.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they say it comes from your mom's side, and I don't, like, my grandfather on that side passed early.
I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to it. I mean, I've got a lot of hair, and my mom's dad was bald from the word go. Like, he's always, yeah. Huh. So I think it just depends on what genes you get stuck with, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, they really get you on the Propecia stuff, too, because it's like it's supposed to be preventative, so you just take it forever, and you don't really know if it's
there's
working.
There's no endgame.
But if you stop taking it, then all your hair falls out, and so you can't ever stop taking it.
Same
but
thing.
You don't really know if it's
oh,
actually
you're
working.
Trapped.
Yeah, you're
same
stuck.
Thing with Head and Shoulders, man. Yeah. Like, do I have dandruff? Maybe.
I don't know. Perhaps. Jessica said, my irrational fear, Ferris wheels coming off and rolling away while I'm on it, or the bolts breaking and the car falling off.
I don't ride
those things.
I love that you think that it would roll away.
Ah, like through three states until it goes into the ocean. Amanda said, I can't stand the blinds and curtains being open when it's dark outside. Lights are on and everyone can see inside. Everyone is sitting there outside just watching me.
That is not an irrational fear. One of the things I don't understand about like rich people houses, if you've noticed, like if
there's no curtains anywhere. No curtains.
Where are the
it's
covers?
Very open.
Did you see the house that it was like an $88 million house that Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez were reportedly looking at in Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
Like the shower is a glass shower on the outside as well, and it just looks out to the forest.
Yeah.
I've been in showers like that, and it's really like.
But I mean, like sucks. You can see everything. You're totally naked. And maybe it's kind of like this voyeuristic thing or something that I don't get. But it's like there's no curtains anywhere, man.
Yeah, what is it about rich people houses that they refuse to put on window treatments?
I mean, you just get to the point where you're so rich, you're like, you're gonna watch me poop. I'm gonna have a glass bathroom. You're gonna watch me.
But
I'm gonna sit here
like,
and.
At night, like wouldn't you be creeped out? Like so, at night, like I said, when the lights are on the inside, you can't see out. That creeps me the hell out. The blinds in my house are like I am debating getting those rolling shutters,
the metal ones.
I just got it priced out,
but they're really expensive
to do like my entire house.
How much?
It's $20,000.
$20,000?
It's like $20,000.
Okay, you don't need the rolling shutters. No. Man, that's ridiculous.
But I'm like, on the back, like on the back house, like five. I'm like, okay, maybe.
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 Maybe. Can I write these off? this is for work.
Yeah, sure it is. George said, every time I drive over the train track, I have this irrational fear that a train's going to come out of nowhere and slam into me.
I have been doing this for 25 years. I lift my, no matter what, I always lift my feet over a train track. It's just
lift your feet. What do
you
mean?
Like stupid superstition. Like, don't you, like, we would always lift our feet over
when you're going over a train track.
Drive over a train track. Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's even more dangerous. You're taking your foot off the gas pedal.
Well, you speed up and then you make sure they come off. I don't know. I cannot. 40.
What are you doing, man?
I can't stop doing it. I've been doing it for 30 years.
Stop it. It's weird.
I feel like it's bad luck.
You're creeping me out.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Same with like walking under a ladder, man. Bad luck.
You guys still
do step
it
on
when
cracks?
When you're stepping on cracks, walking on the sidewalk?
Yeah, I don't walk very often.
He doesn't know this.
Do you zigzag your Segway around the cracks when you're on another side?
All right.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What is your irrational fear? Griff said being stuck listening to your show on repeat.
Well, take it off repeat.
That's all you got. You only downloaded one podcast, and now you're on a plane.
It's your fault. Saul said animals covered in ticks, and he posted a video of a diamond python with over 100 of the paralysis ticks on it.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I will say, you know, I mean, even though, yes, there are ticks, you know, in certain parts of the desert, in Las Vegas, that's one of the things you don't worry about, like, usually when you go out. Yeah. Like, every day coming home, living in Missouri or living in Minnesota like you did, you would have to, your mom would do a full body search, you know, make sure that you had no ticks on any exposed skin.
Check you, check the dogs especially. Oh, yeah. This one here, Noah said moths. I'm afraid of moths. Effing moths.
Do you kill
Nicole
moths?
Said, I second this. Moths should be... shouldn't be a furry and fly. Do I kill them? No, man.
They're like
moths.
The dingier butterfly.
No, you can just grab them. They're fine. Just grab them with your two hands and take them outside and set them free.
I don't like people who kill moths. I feel like those are the ones moth ain't hurt nobody.
Ayla said that I will die in some way while I'm naked. I'll just collapse in the shower or something, or have an accident on the day that happens to be laundry day. Like, you're worried about, like, if I'm dead, like, you can see my butt. I don't care.
See, I'm worried about the...
Well, he had a little ding-a-ling. Whatever, he's dead.
Obviously, rigor mortis hasn't set in yet.
No.
Or if it has, finally.
But when you
even
die,
use a pill.
You eventually, like, if you're not found for a day or so, like, your body releases all of its stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not... That's more what I fear of, happening, like your mom.
You're worried about pooping, yeah.
Or then they go into your web history.
And you didn't know you were going to die, so you didn't clear it
up. That's like the worst thing about the whole like autoerotic asphyxiation, right? It's like the people who die like that, and you know, like you're just watching some like filthy garbage.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh no, I'm slipping away.
Oh no.
Clear history.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Welcome to Alternative Theater.
Nadine is joining us on today's Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Good morning, Nadine. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. So tell us, have you ever had a thespian experience before?
Not personally. Only watched a couple of things in high school.
I mean, we watched a couple of things.
We too were fans of the theater, and that's why we decided to bring our love from the theater and drama to you. And hopefully, you will enjoy this thespian experience with two trained and sensual thespians.
Not to be too forward here, Nadine, but what are you wearing today?
Jeans and a tank top.
Perfect for a thespian experience.
Perfect.
Just perfect.
Nice. Perfect.
Just perfect.
Perfect.
All right, so Mahoney and I are going to bounce back and forth here with all of these different songs. They're all popular alternative songs that I'm sure that you know. They're going to be acted out, and you're just trying to figure out the artist and the song. We have three that we're going to do for you today. You're trying to get two out of them correct. You get a full point for the artist and the song, and get a half point for one or the other. Just wait until we're done with the performance of each song, and then you can weigh in as to what you think the thespian experience is, okay?
Sounds good.
Do not ruin this thespian experience for those others who are watching, because...
Much like you did in high school, you little pervert.
Do not. Because if you interrupt the talent, there will be problems.
Wow. Okay. All right, here we go. You ready, Mahoney?
Let me get these pipes clean.
Okay. All right. I've been roaming around, always looking down, and all I see,
painted faces fill the places I can't reach. You know, I could use somebody.
You know that I could use somebody. Somebody like you! And all you know, and how you speak.
Countless lovers under the covers of the street. You know that I could use somebody.
And scene.
Oh my gosh. It's in my head.
I mean,
you know that I could use somebody.
Just get out of your head for a second there and just experience the moment.
I know things have gotten hot and steamy, but just for a moment, kind of reset and just a couple of deep breaths.
I mean, performance anxiety, you know, happens to the best of us.
Yes, mostly to us all the time, each time.
It's not coming to me.
All right. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it was a tough one. It was use somebody by the Kings of Leon.
Okay, got it.
Kings of Leon.
All right. Well, you're still got a couple more chances, so don't worry. Your thespian experience isn't over just yet.
Okay.
Are you a fan of older alternative songs?
Yes.
Okay. Focus on that.
Okay.
Here we go. Number two. Please, Mother Mercy, take me away from this place and the long-winded curses I hear in my head.
The words never listen, and the teachers, they never learn. My warmth from the candle, though I feel too cold to burn.
He came from an island, then he died in the street. And he hurt so bad, like a soul breaking. But he never said nothing to me.
Ah, hello! Whoops. Ah, say hello to heaven. Heaven! Heaven! Say hello to heaven! Heaven! Heaven!
Yeah.
And scene.
Oh my god. You guys are doing awesome, but I'm sucking right now.
Just remember the last couple words we said. Possibly a song title right there. Possibly a song right there.
The last words that we said, where we said, say hello to heaven.
Is it called Say Hello to Heaven?
Yeah, it's half right. Do you know who sang that? It's a super group of sorts.
No.
That's all right.
I'm not.
Chris Cornell.
Eddie Vedder and the guys.
A band called Temple of the Dog.
Temple of the Dog. It's all right. Okay, so you have a half point. And
okay.
We do have a bonus song, all right? So we
like you. We like
we
you.
We really want you to win here. We need you to get at least a half point here to try to pull out the victory, all right?
A half point here. You really got to do it. Scene 3.
Is this more than you bargained for?
Oh, don't mind me. I'm watching you too from the closet.
Wishing to be the friction in your jeans.
Isn't it messed up? How I'm dying to be him.
I'm just a notch in your bedpost.
But you're just a line in a song.
And sugar, we're going down.
Going down swinging.
Okay.
Going down. Okay.
Okay.
You got this one?
Fall Out Boy?
There you go.
Yeah.
Song. Sugar, we're going down.
Yes.
There you go.
All right. All right. You get a full point. So you have 1.5.
We may have jumped ahead to help you out a little there.
Yeah, whatever.
A little bit.
Right. Whatever. We like you.
You know
we
what?
Like you.
We are not selfish thespians. We want everybody to enjoy.
Please.
Yes.
And to fully be able to experience, you know, thespian action on a high level for the first time.
And you guys are doing amazing.
If you don't get this
hold
last
on.
One.
No, hold on. Will you say that again, please?
You're doing amazing.
Those are sweet words.
Never heard those words before.
So foreign. All right.
I am just going to say we have a bonus
we do have
for
a bonus.
You. And if you don't get the bonus, you may be the worst contestant of this game ever.
No pressure. No pressure. It's not that tricky, though, is what he's saying. All right. Here we go. Just real quickly, a couple of lines out of this song. Are you ready?
Scene 4.
Oh, boy.
Bar with the bar. The bang. The dang. Diggy, diggy, diggy. Say the boogie. Set up, jump the boogie.
My name is Kid.
Kid Rock. And C. For the win. For the win.
For the win. Ball with the ball by Kid Rock.
You did it.
There you go.
All right.
Nothing's going to ever keep you down. You're the best.
Just took you a minute to get warmed up.
Yeah, just got to get warmed up a little bit. Yeah,
it happens.
We sometimes jump right into a, you know, have to a little more foreplay.
Yeah,
it's fine. Really had to peel those jeans off and get your thinking pants on.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. Congratulations to you.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea. It's Pop Trash!
So, Mahoney, you like to listen to audiobooks when you're going to sleep at night?
I do.
How about this? There's something called the Calm app, and it is an app that helps you to fall asleep at night. There is 120 sleep stories. The app offers some free content. It's available for iOS and Android. Would you be willing to pay $13 a month for it, though?
No, I would not. You can buy an audiobook for $13 and have it forever.
Let me up the ante. What if Matthew McConaughey was the one that has partnered with the Calm app to read you to sleep at night?
Is he just saying sexy things in my ear?
Just looked over at Sylvie, and she seems interested.
Do we have some audio of Matthew McConaughey reading us bedtime stories?
Well, as a matter of fact, we do.
Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story.
I'm done. Towel.
We called Wonder. Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress.
Done again. I'm done again.
I'd like you to let your mind drift with me for just a minute. Let's ask the question. How often do we ponder the depth of the present moment? The one we're in.
Done.
It's pretty good.
Game.
That is pretty
sold.
Good.
$13.99 a month.
No, it's $12.99 a month. Mm. I rounded up.
I mean, that's so soothing. That wouldn't help you go to sleep?
I mean, anything. I can listen to anything, and it makes me go to sleep.
But then why wouldn't you want it to be Matthew McConaughey?
Gilbert Godfrey. Yeah.
I would love to hear Gilbert Godfrey read me bedtime stories.
Ponder on that.
And I'm done. I'm done now.
But you can actually customize this, right, Ian?
Yes,
Matthew McConaughey, depending on who you are, will read you a custom story as you go to sleep.
And unfortunately, one person that has subscribed to this app is someone who's been in the news recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. R. Kelly.
Yep.
Well, hello there.
Help me.
I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder.
No, tell me with this.
Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress.
You're trying to kill me!
I'd like you to let your mind drift with me.
You're killing me, man!
For just a minute.
I can't do it!
Let's ask the question.
I've said nothing.
How often do we ponder the depth of the present moment?
You don't want to believe it!
Wow, it is amazing how a music bed really changes the dynamic of what Matthew McConaughey is saying.
By the way, done.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You guys all finished before I did.
We're selfish.
Too expensive. Too expensive.
Efficient.
Dave and Mahoney.
You know, it really is amazing what a music bed can do to some sort of performance. In this case, Matthew McConaughey's audio performance of him just reading bedtime stories. Ian, you cranked out him reading the bedtime story with some polka music behind it.
I did, actually. Dave, I do have it in the folder.
I got it right here.
Let's do it, man.
Let's have a listen.
It does sound good. Hello there.
What?
It does sound good. I really like this.
It's hard to make Matthew McConaughey sound bad, right?
And I'm
you
really
just sounded
trying.
Scary as hell with the creepy bed under it.
Yeah.
No, that was hot.
Let's see what this is.
Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder. Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress, I'd like you to let your mind drift with me for just a minute. Let's ask the question. How often do we ponder the depth of the present moment?
That is even creepier to me.
That's creepier to you?
Oh, yeah. Like, it feels like I'm in a carnival, like a circus tent.
Like a creepy carnival.
And I'm about to be cut up into pieces.
By the sexy, sexy ringmaster.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey. I have one more. I haven't even really listened to it yet, but if you guys want to try it, this goes out to Sylvia.
Okay.
Great. Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder. Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress, I'd like you to let your mind drift with me for just a minute.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
After the tone.
All right, so after I get to Craigslist, the little white note under my windshield wiper, I finally get to the ad, says, I see you sitting in your black truck early this morning. Open the ad. Guy says, hey, I saw you sitting in your black truck this morning. I'm not gay or anything. I definitely have a girlfriend, but if you're down to get down, hit me up, and then put his number. So, needless to say, I was, no pun intended, the butt of every joke over the weekend. I'm still getting jokes about it 10 years later.
Message deleted.
You should be flattered.
Yeah, right? It's nice to be wanted.
I don't care what your sexuality is. If you find me attractive, hello.
I find it kind of flattering when a dog comes over and humps my leg. I'm like, that's right. I got the best looking leg in the room. Look at him.
Or the easiest leg in the room.
Either, whatever.
Probably.
Leave a message after the tone.
All right, serious question here. When dispensing of the toilet paper roll in your bathroom, are you guys either a doggy tail kind of guy and gal or a waterfall kind of guy and gal? Or do you guys just use wipes? I hope you guys use wipes and then, you know, like I said, damp it with a little toilet paper. But yeah, what do you guys do? Doggy tail or waterfall?
Message deleted.
It's not even a question. It's over the top.
It
always
is over the top.
Yeah. Yes. Anyone who does it doggy tail is a monster.
I mean, I just take it off either way. I pull it off the
because
roll.
Because you wrap it around your hand.
Yeah, fold.
Like your hand is being mummified.
I am worried, though, that, you know, because it does say on the baggage of the wet wipes, never flush more than one at a time.
Oh, how many are you using?
I double it up.
Two, yeah.
I double it up just to, you know, you don't ever want to something to break through.
Yeah, you don't want to touch it.
You need
a barrier.
Yeah.
There.
No, I get that.
But they
is there anything worse than if it does break and you're like, I just pooped on myself.
I actually wouldn't mind. How much do you think we were talking about them earlier, the toilet snakes, but the ones with like the little video cameras.
The cameras on them?
How much do you think those things cost?
I don't know.
Would you ever
No, I don't want to see what's in there. Like once
like
it goes down.
Yeah, it's like
The snakes that you put into like a drain so you can see what's going on down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to say anything.
I just want to make sure I need to know when to sell that house.
Right.
So I don't get stuck with that monster plumbing bill that eventually will happen from years of using wet wipes.
Yeah, and you know, the whole house floods and all your sheetrock has to be replaced and there's mold everywhere from your butt. Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What is the one part of the body that you find to be the weirdest? Mine, it would have to be the area behind the knee. You know, I hate it. Like when you bend it, and it turns into like this abyss of skin, and I hate how stretchy it is. I don't know. It's just really weird.
Message deleted.
You want to hear something creepy? Somebody that we know quite well, Mahoney, has has a fascination with the back of girls' knees.
Well, you know, whatever. Fact,
Yeah, has a certain thing that he likes to.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Really?
Whatever yeah. floats your boat. Yeah. For me, the weirdest part of a body is a tongue.
The tongue.
Like,
oh,
the tongue
yeah.
is, like, without a doubt. Yeah.
If
like,
you're driving right now, just look in your rearview mirror and just go, his creepy-ass tongue.
Like, think of, like, you have no other control, like, any, like, any other muscles and stuff, like, we can control to a certain degree.
Right,
you know?
Like, your fingers are pretty
you
good.
You move around, but
like, we're talking with our tongues right now, and everything is dependent on the way that our tongue is falling in our
yes.
mouth.
Yes.
It's crazy. Curving. Yeah. You taste things with your tongue. You talk with your tongue. You do. Sylvia, get your mind out of that.
What?
Big fan?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Really, though? I mean, like, that's an important part of being a lover, like, as well. Like, I mean, the yes. tongue is so important.
What other muscle can you fold into a U?
Yeah, some people can do the W.
Oh, I can't do that. That's weird. Yeah. Oh. I think that's genetic, so. That's not,
you're right.
That's not a learned skill. That's a genetic trait.
I want to see W now.
Wouldn't we
well,
all?
Hello there.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
Hey, man, never, ever, ever go to any store except for this one ever again. A North Carolina man collected a $1 million lottery jackpot for the second time in 2 years,
what?
And he bought the tickets at the same store.
Wow.
Yeah, so this guy from Concord, his name is Terry Splawn, told lottery officials he was at Sam's Mini Shop in Concord last week when he selected a $150 million cash explosion scratch-off ticket, and he said he was in shock when he won the $1 million jackpot, and that was compounded by the fact that he had won the same amount in April of 2017 from the Millionaire Bucks scratch-off he bought from the same store.
That's wild.
Oh, my gosh.
What did he do with that first $1 million?
Well, he actually explained, my wife spent most of that last money remodeling our home. I'm keeping this one. I'm putting it aside for a rainy day.
Smart.
I mean, yeah.
Smart.
$1 million and just gone.
Well, you remodeled the house, Dave.
So
we
yeah.
got a new,
good.
We got a new credenza over here. It's lovely.
Beautiful.
Is there anything worse than when you decide to splurge for a expensive scratch-off like the $20 or possibly the $30 scratch-off and then you win nothing?
Nothing.
$30.
Oof. If you're in California, when we're going to Disneyland, I always make sure to buy a scratcher there. They have an app, the California Lottery app, that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
And all, you don't even have to unscratch all the stuff. You just scratch off the little barcode on the back. And
you're so lazy
it.
That you don't want to scratch. That's the fun of buying a scratcher, is that you have to scratch it off.
No, man, you get the nasty little scratchy
that's
stuff
why you do
everywhere.
It in a public place.
You know what I miss? Pull tabs. Did you ever deal with those back in the day? You know about, I don't know if that's more of a Midwest thing, but pull tabs were great. If you're wondering right now, Powerball currently over $440 million.
Yeah.
Currently, if you're thinking about playing the lotto anytime soon.
So a research team has woken up the mammoth cell.
Where's our Jurassic Park music?
Oh,
look at you.
I know.
I was saying that facetiously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks like somebody produced the show today. Good job, Ian.
Wait a minute. That was my idea. That was me. I got
it.
Right.
That was all Dave.
That was actually Ian. You're right.
So they're.
Yeah, I don't know if we need woolly mammoths back. I feel like the world works just fine without them. I don't think that we need to be reawakening any sort of cells from giant. I mean, can you? Or
they? I just want to ride.
Like, what if one just goes like running down the strip?
They got big ass tusks.
Yeah, huge, man. And what else is going to come back then? What other cell is going to be woken up? This really is like a Jurassic Park sort
of thing.
We don't
need dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Man should not play God.
Agreed.
Yeah.
We are too stupid.
We are. We can't even figure out the internet. You know, like, come on, man. Like, we have a way to bring the entire world together. And what do? Facebook. That's what we do.
We argue on Facebook, and the next two stories will just give you a view into how the rest of the world works.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities have seized 3,200 pounds of cocaine worth $77 million. So what do? We have all of this amazing ability, and instead we're smuggling booger sugar around because it makes us feel good.
How many pounds?
3,200 pounds.
And it was at $77 million?
$77 million. Yep, they say it's the biggest bust at Port Newark in 25 years.
So a pound of cocaine is like $25,000 each.
I mean, that's a lot of.
I feel like it should be more than that, right?
More than that for a pound?
More than like a Kia Sorento?
Not when you have 2,200 pounds of the stuff.
All right.
And finally, an Ohio man has decided to go on a beer-only diet for Lent.
I applaud this man because 40-plus days of any one single thing, even if it is beer, is
it's a lot.
It's
46 days of Lent. He actually works at a brewery in Dayton, Ohio, said he was inspired by the monks of the 1600s who would make a special Bock beer just for Lent.
So is this like it'll sustain him?
I don't feel like that's going to be enough. But he said that he is going to document this all on his dumb YouTube channel. So if you want to watch along, you can. Yeah.
I mean, like after like 30 days of not eating and you drink like 1 ounce of beer, wouldn't you be drunk?
Yeah.
Like I've had an empty stomach for 30 days.
And so a moment ago, we were talking about Matthew McConaughey and him reading these, you know, these stories
bedtime
on this app to calm me down.
Well, hello there.
I just got word a couple of minutes ago and somebody had tipped me off on the text line that there was actually another huge celebrity that tried out to be one of the readers for this app because, you know, you can make a lot of money doing this sort of thing.
Yeah, voiceover work pays a lot.
Big money.
It does.
Unfortunately, it didn't work out for this particular celebrity. Would you like to hear their audition?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show, Your Stripes Hiring Vets, for the show, Your Stripes Movement to Support Hiring Vets. Go to the show, yourstripes.org.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That'll never get old.
Never gets old. You suck
That's
so much,
still
Floyd.
I mean, like, I hate Floyd, but it's so dirty to release outtakes like that, man.
It's awesome. It's so great.
So dirty.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I've been stung by bees.
Yeah.
I've never been bit by a snake. Been bit by a luckily it was
where
like
did it bit you?
It was like my toe. Why does that sound so dirty?
So Mahoney got bit by something. You're trying to figure out what that thing is. 702-791-1075 is the phone number. First person in with the correct answer going to get set up with some passes for Tapped In, a craft beer and golf experience happening Friday, March 29th at Topgolf Las Vegas. There's going to be a three-hour tasting that's going on with all of the great beers out there. There's going to be a DJ. And, of course, if you want to go have all fun in the sun,
welcome.
Just call us right now. We'll beer company, Barrage Brewing Company, Hot Valley Stone Brewing, and much more. And my understanding, Mahoney, is that we're going to be featuring some of these beers on Beer for Breakfast.
Yeah, this week we're going to be featuring the Stone Fear Movie Lions. That'll be our beer that we featured this week. We featured some Garage Brewing Company's Toasted Marshmallow not too long ago. So a lot of good beers going to be out there. So this is a great prize for whoever knows the show today.
X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Tim.
Tim, what is the correct answer? Mahoney got bit by what?
A turtle.
That's it.
Likes to bite, like man, that's not a that is not a cool fetish.
I don't feel like you really got bit by a turtle. I feel like you're lying. I don't mean to cause some conspiracy here, but
you want to call my dad right now?
Yeah, I do.
You want to call?
Yeah.
Get him on the phone.
Yeah, get him on the
get
phone.
Him on phone. Get him on the phone.
Go,
dad,
go.
Call right now if you're listening.
Yeah. No, because Sylvia asked you where you got bit, and you kind of paused.
Been bit by a. Luckily, it was
where
like
did it bit you.
It was like my toe.
Like my toe.
Yeah, it was the it was no, that
if,
area.
If you oh, it was that area?
Yes.
Now, if you get bit by a turtle, you know precisely where you get bit by a turtle.
It's been 30 years.
It's not like my toe.
It's been 30 years.
So you don't remember where you got bit by a turtle?
It was on like the leg or toe area.
Leg or toe area. Not the foot. It was the leg or the
it
toe
was in
area.
That area.
Area.
How dare you?
You're lying.
I'm not
You're
lying.
Lying.
I'm not lying.
Give us a scar?
Let me see it, man. I want to see the scar.
Show me my scar.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.